This is Apollo Control. 186 hours, 5 minutes ground elapsed time. Apollo 10 now 42,616 nautical miles from Earth. 9,909 feet per second velocity. The prime recovery ship, Princeton, USS Princeton, in the Southwest Pacific, is now on station at 1504 south latitude. 1504 degrees south latitude. 164.41 west longitude. Princeton reports the sea is as still as a mill pond. We're anticipating the maneuver pad being passed to the crew before too long for mid-course correction number 7, the only one to be made during the return leg from the moon. Slightly over 1 foot per second. Some comparisons with Apollo 8. On the return leg from the moon, Apollo 8 did the first outbound mid-course correction, number 5 in the sequence, at trans-Earth injection plus 15 hours. It was one, the only one made at 5 feet per second. Entry velocity on Apollo 8 was 36,221 feet per second at entry interface. We're anticipating 36,314 feet per second. Slightly less than 100 feet per second faster entry on Apollo 10 than on Apollo 8. Continuing to monitor air to ground from Apollo 10 at 186 hours, 8 minutes, leaving the circuit live.
Houston, this is Tim.
Go ahead.
Jack, you still want us to cycle the H2 and O2 fans or just leave them in this configuration?
Apollo 10 Houston, leave the H2 tank fan, or the tank fan configuration about the same as it is, except we'd like you to stir up the O2 tanks for a minute or so, over.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Houston, this is 10.
Roger, I knew it was you calling.
Yeah, in addition to those other angles that John was talking to you about earlier, can you gin us up some TV angles, please?
Roger, I've got the TV angles right here. We'll get John's angles, I don't know about the time we have the TV pass, but you ready to copy?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, TV at 186.50, left-hand side window looking at the earth. Roll is all balls. Pitch is 090. Yaw is all balls. And your high gain angles will be plus 1.8 degrees in pitch and 268 degrees in yaw.
Jack, what will our distance from the earth and relative velocity be, please, at that time?
Stand by one, we'll extrapolate that.
Okay, Houston, this is 10 again. The lithium hydroxide canister, for purposes of determining CG, is butt up against A6. Between A6 and A11, it's wedged in there. And the half a bag of water is stowed in A5. Only it's 25% of that half bag of water is probably going to be in bubbles. How you weigh that?
Roger, we got some experts here that can figure out how much the bubbles weigh.
Okay, and it's half filled with water.
Roger.
They don't hardly weigh more than the water at 0G.
Gene, this is Houston at 186.50, about TV time, you're going to be at 38,435 miles. Your velocity will be 10,402 feet per second.
Finally starting to pick up a little.
Yeah, you're getting there. You just crossed the 10,000 foot per second mark right now, and you're really starting to move out now.
We're going slow there for a while, Jack. I thought we were about to stall out. Over.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering about all of that mathematics and orbital mechanics, you know. I thought maybe it was going to fall through this time, but looks like it's going to hang in there.
Okay, Houston, and on the upper hatch, there's considerable water up there, and I guess if I was going to design a water separator, this would be a good place to put it.
Roger, we copy.
Thank you.
Apollo 10 Houston and the Venus probes. Venus 5 landed on 16 May. Venus 6 landed on 17 May. Both were launched in January, 6 days apart, as you recall, and Soviet scientists say that they are fully satisfied with results. Each probe has returned much new information, which indicates, and I quote, man will never go there, unquote. The probes made a soft landing, lasted about 30 minutes after landing, measured a temperature of 537 degrees Fahrenheit, over.
Roger. We'll look into the manned aspect later, but from the crew of Apollo 10, would you give them our congratulations on their total engineering and scientific success? Over.
Roger, copy. Congratulations to the Soviets on their engineering success with the Venus probes.